Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I am the world's only happiness specialist. That's right. I'm claiming it. Happiness specialist. Wow. It must really be a tough job in these times to be a happiness specialist, right? Woo-wee. Do we even need one? What's going on in the world? Happiness specialist? How can that be? Whoa, let me say something, especially for all my people that have been listening to me for years. You know, this happiness, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this commitment to finding happiness, I take it very, very seriously. And I know one of the things that subtracts from happiness is taking anything seriously. But I have to say, more than serious, it is a full-time commitment. I live it. I walk it. I talk it on the radio. I talk it when I'm on stage. I talk it. But in my real life, I don't do a lot of talking or bragging. Talking or sharing. Unless someone asks me a question. So obviously, it's obvious if you're listening to the show, and I'm getting so many new listeners, if you're listening to the show, you're interested. And when I say happiness specialist, what does that mean? You know, happiness, there is a formula to it. It is a simple formula, which starts right there, starts right in the mirror. The formula, the answer to all of your tests, the answer to all of your challenges, the answer to any situation that you find yourself in that you're not happy with, or you're not comfortable with, or you want to change, the answers to all of your struggles, the answers to all of your suffering, the answers to all of that, it starts with the person in the mirror. But who wants to look in the mirror to find solutions? Who wants to look in the mirror and say, oh, it's me? It is not easy. It is a life commitment. I prioritize being happy, and when I say being happy, I'm talking about a foundation that is rooted in feeling, navigating through this life, navigating through this journey with my shoulders down, deep breath, relaxed, balanced. Does that happen all the time? No, of course. I have the same challenges that anyone else has. I got my left hand up. I do. I have the same type of challenges, but it is a practice. It is the practice that I share with my dear audience. And happiness is a practice skill. Like any other skill, from writing to gardening to being a brain surgeon to being a musician, an athlete, happiness is a practice skill. And the more you practice, And the more you practice the truth about what adds to happiness and eliminating what subtracts from happiness, I'm telling you right now, I mean, I've been practicing for decades now. Now there is a formula as to what to practice. And it's interesting because nobody's talking about this. Nobody's teaching it. We don't learn it in school. No, what I learned, what I was programmed to do is blame other people, blame my circumstances, blame the events for why I feel the way I feel. And I'm here to tell you it's not the truth. I'm here to tell you that you, I'm here to tell you that how you were raised, especially if you can't, especially if you're not able to flow through all of this coronavirus, shelter in place, quarantine, no sports, if you're not able to flow through this like it was just another day in the park, then you've come to the right place. Because the show Reality Spirituality is about reality. I'm going through the same thing, but I have a different perspective. And whatever is happening in your life, whatever your biggest challenges are, the challenges, the experiences do not have to change. But your perspective can change. But who is taught? Were we taught? Were you taught to, okay, now you're feeling angry, or now you're feeling annoyed, or now you're feeling fearful? Can you change your perspective to feel a different way? Were you taught to change your perspective? Were you taught to practice changing your perspective, looking at the same situation, looking at the same thing with different eyes? Not literally different eyes, you know, we don't need any eye transplant, but with different eyes. Can you look at the same situation and find peace with the same elements of whatever you're going through? And if you answer no, that just means that's not a practice of yours. It's not a practice to, okay, can I look at the same situation 360 different ways? And so the issue doesn't become what's happening is not even relevant. Because what's happening out there in the world is going to happen. It's like, you know what? It's like an earthquake. I heard California had an earthquake last week. It's like an earthquake or a tsunami. I mean, are there any judgments? Are there are there any protests about the tsunami? Are there any protests about earthquakes? So what I'm telling you is, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. And how it affects the individual, how it affects you, you know, the person in the mirror, depends on what you were programmed to believe, depends on what you've been practicing, depends on your past moments. It depends on what you believe. Because, you know, there are a lot of people out there. Well, I'm just jumping in the show. I don't know why I just jump right in. Hold on a second. Let me just back up just a little bit. I got to write myself a note. Where did I start with it? Where did I end with that? Oh, people protesting. Because I'm gonna jump right in there. But let me just share with my new listeners. On this show, Reality Spirituality, I gave you the definition. My definition of happiness is to be able to be at peace. To be able to be peaceful, to be able to feel a level of peace. I say happiness is the same, peace, contentment, feeling, that good vibe feeling. To be able to feel like that regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. So happiness is the ability to be, the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That's it. Happiness, to be at peace with self and others, and the world. That doesn't mean that I don't do anything. That doesn't mean that I, whatever I'm inspired to do, that doesn't mean that I don't have, that I don't, there's no action. But there is a peace while there is action. There is a peace and a contentment and a feeling that, okay, I'm inspired to act, I'm inspired to do, but there's a peace that goes along with that. See, the difference, and, you know, one of my favorite authors, I have to say he's number one. You know, we don't have preferences, but David Hawkins, he wrote a book, David Hawkins, and it's spelled H-A-W-K-I-N-S. And he's written, I don't know how many books, I have no idea, but I'm reading The Eye of the Eye right now. Well, I've read it a million times for a book. It's all beat up. But there's a book that he wrote, it's called Force versus Power. Force versus Power. And what I'm talking about when I say be at peace, regardless of what actions you take, that's real power. That's power. The force comes from, I'm angry, the rage. That's force. There's a big difference. You can feel the difference in your body. You can feel the difference in your spirit. And so this show, what I talk about for my new listeners, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is how to keep that vibration, because it is a vibration, you know, we're all energy. It is a vibration of peace. There is a vibration that can be felt, and it is powerful, people. It is powerful. But it takes practice. It takes commitment. It takes prioritizing, wanting to be able to feel that way, wanting to be able to vibrate that. Some people, you know, quite frankly, some people aren't interested. Some people enjoy getting angry. Listen, I got my hand up. Oh, my goodness, getting angry? It was on my list of things to do. Getting angry, getting annoyed, having an argument with someone. Oh, my goodness, what a great day. I'm telling you right now, but there was a point in my life, especially after I had my son, and you know what? I'm tired of the ups and downs and feeling good and feeling bad, ups and downs, the roller coaster of life. Now I'm pissed off. Now I'm angry because A, B, C, or D said something to me, or things didn't go my way. No. How to, this show, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, talks about, shares with how to remain at peace. Regardless of the earthquake, regardless of the tsunami, regardless of the hurricanes, regardless of what life throws. And life throws baseball bats back to the head a lot of times. So the question becomes, is it possible? Is it possible to be at peace when everybody around you isn't peaceful? And the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And just press the number 1 if you want to say hi or comment. Okay. The topic today is, what are you protesting? You know, I try to keep the show right on topic. Whatever's trending. No, that's not true. But it's a very interesting topic. So people are out there, and I don't look at the news, but, you know, you can't ignore it. People are out protesting, and they're protesting the death of this young man by a police officer. Now, I'm coming at you as the world's only happiness specialist. Let me come at you with a different vibe, a little different take, a little different perspective. There is absolutely nothing wrong with protesting. But The problem comes from people not accepting or people being intolerant to other people's protests. Now, I'm not talking about the violence that's going on. I'm not talking about the looting. I'm not talking about the destruction of property, because quite frankly, those people need to be in jail. Destruction of somebody else's property, looting, you know, all of the illegal acts. But protests happen all the time. And there is a difference between a peaceful protest. And let me say this. The people that are really protesting that are heartfelt protesters, they're not the ones looting. They're not the ones. No, there's always you know, one bad apple, one bad apple. So I know the difference. I can feel the difference. I have people in law enforcement that, no, you know, there's protest to people, very intelligent, protesting, fine. And then there's the people that are taking advantage. Those people, I think, should be locked up. But anyway, I digress. Happiness specialist throws out an opinion once in a while. Listen. What are you protesting? You know what I'm protesting? I'm protesting people not telling the truth to themselves. I'm protesting people not having the ability to see the truth. You know, it's the sun is so bright. Let's look at the sun as truth. The sun, say the sun is this big truth ball. Have you ever tried to just stare at the sun for a long time? It's really hard to look at the sun for a long time. It hurts your eyes. And the truth is, the protest, the people out there are, it's either a place B. Okay, let me do a place A and a place B. Maybe there's three sections. There's the A, the people that are angry, the people that are really caught up, the people that are emotional, the people that have a lot of invested energy in it. I'm sorry, the anger, that's one group. And then you have the other group of people that are just not interested in or just not wanting to, willing to, interested in what the angry people are interested in. And then there's the other group. I have to throw this other group in. The other group that just that is not involved in any. It's just Jimmy crack corn, and they don't care about the angry, and they don't care about the other people. I might be going off on a tangent. But let's talk about those two groups. Now let's talk about the angry group first. You know what's interesting about people that have causes? People that have causes usually, now I'm not saying it's 100%, but usually if you do not agree or you are not doing what they think or you're down with the cause, you're down with the cause, and you're not down with them, down with the cause, there is a lack of intolerance. There is a lack of acceptance. There is a lack of understanding that, you know what, it's just not my thing to protest. And I don't really have to agree with you, do I? Now, I'm coming from a place of, listen, years ago, decades ago, if you didn't have the same political opinions that I did, you were axed out, buddy. You were out. I remember there were two people in my life. One is family member, and we were close from high school. Family members, family grew up together. Not grew up together because they lived in a different state, but we were close. Wrote letters, college, back and forth, buddy. You know, I get older, I get married, and you have a child, all of this. And then one fateful day, O.J. Simpson killed two people, and he thought O.J. Simpson was innocent. And I'm telling you right now, from that day on, he didn't speak to me and I didn't speak to him. Or it was civil, but can you imagine? Uh-oh, hold on a second. Oh, shoot. Hold on, audience. Okay, I'm back. Sometimes if I don't refresh the computer, then it goes blank. It goes into its sleep mode, and I got to get back in. Okay, but anyway, well, I don't remember the year that was. I think it was 1992. Anyway, we didn't speak ever since. So I'm coming from a place that I know what it means to what it feels like cut somebody off because they don't agree with me. I mean, I'm talking about family member. You're out. And that also happened to someone in my life that we were friends from high school. Same thing. Oh, really? You think he's innocent? You're out. Now, I had a history of cutting people out because you didn't agree. You didn't agree. You weren't down with what I thought was the truth. And that came from, I mean, I got to say this, Ralph and Marcel Norrington, thank you, for not really being accepting or tolerant of anyone else that didn't agree with their politics, especially Ralph Norrington, especially my father. You didn't agree with his politics. It's most likely you weren't invited to the house. He went back and forth, but he kept people at a distance if you're not down with the crew. And so what am I protesting? As a happiness specialist, I'm protesting intolerance of others, lack of tolerance. And let me say this, I've had to even check myself. I've had to check myself because I have a little bit of bias. I have a little bit of judgment, I have a little bit of preferences going. And every time I feel it, I also feel that unrest in my soul. Because I know and I practice acceptance of everyone, even the angry ones, even the ones that are contributing anger to the planet, even the intolerant ones. See, my practice is the same as what the universe practices, which is acceptance. Acceptance of everyone, acceptance of what they feel, acceptance of what they think, acceptance to the point of when I'm in their presence, that I am so easy to, yeah, whatever you're down with, ride, you know, peace, ride it out, go for it, go. So the intolerance, the acceptance, and see, when I say look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth, so you can be intolerant and you can lack acceptance, but don't let anyone else be intolerant. Don't let anyone else lack acceptance. See, the problem comes from a lack of the program that I'm different, the program that I'm an enemy, the program of these people are less than, the program that these people are wrong and I'm right. The program, the protest, I'm protesting the program because that's really what's going on here. The programming. You know, I hear this is a racist country, racist people. You know, people are racist in every single group. They're racist. And so is there an acceptance? You know, when the only time I changed, the only time I shifted my perspective, the only time I saw things in a different way, my eyes were open and, oh, wow, I can look at this another way now. I got to give you a specific example. I like specific examples. Oh, okay. I remember I wrote a whole chapter on forgiveness. And I remember having a conversation with a woman who channels. And the entity that she channels said that, well, there is no such thing as forgiveness because that means that there was something done wrong, or there was a mistake, or there was a, in other words, things weren't in order. But if the practice is, if your practice is, whatever is happening for your betterment, whatever is happening is a divine plan, if that's your practice, there is no reason to, this is my take on it. There is no reason for forgiveness. So that was a big shift. That was a really big shift in my life because now I'm looking at, well, I don't need to forgive anybody, including myself. I don't need to forgive myself. I don't need to forgive anybody because everything's in order. Now, I understand the whole concept of forgiveness, and I understand how lack of forgiveness eats, and I know that's a program, lack of forgiveness can affect, especially over periods of years. If you have anybody in your life that you're not speaking to, well, I'm not speaking to them because they did or they said, then that is really affecting you. And let me say this, the people that don't speak to me, because I have a few, I have a few family members that don't speak to me, I have a few social people that don't speak to me, but guess what? I know that they're not speaking to me has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with what they perceive I did or said, and is only affecting them. And I don't care how many people out there who, when I say don't speak to me, you know, really don't like me, have hate or whatever word you want to use. If I was outside burning, I remember this from one Survivor episode. If I was on the road burning, they wouldn't spit on me to put the fire out. So those type of people who really have that kind of angst, and we all have them. We all have those people. Let me scratch that. I don't know if we all have them, but you know what I'm talking about. There are some people that, hey, this is not compatible energy, and that's all it is, incompatible energy. But with every single person that would want to would not, you know, would not put, if I was on fire, would not throw a glass of water on me, I could sit and have lunch with them this afternoon. Every single one of them. I could do it. It would be easy. Hi, how are you? I know you didn't like me for 500 years. Can I give you a hug? Hey, you don't want a hug? No problem. I could have lunch with every single person. I could sit down at any table and have lunch and have dinner and talk to any single person. Because me holding on to something, or me holding on to a grudge or a slight, or that energy that isn't compatible with peace or contentment or knowing that everything is in order, that affects me. It doesn't affect them. So this, what am I protesting? I'm protesting people not telling the truth to themselves. I'm protesting that, you know, this thing about wanting respect, wanting to be embraced, wanting to somebody to look at you in a higher light. That comes from you, my dear audience. Nobody can make you feel whole or good about self or valued. I mean, they can talk it, but that really, the root of that comes from you, comes from self. and comes from your relationship that you have with the universe. I use the term universe. Some people say God, source, power, higher power, energy, spirit. It doesn't matter. I'll ride with whatever word you want to use, whatever word feels comfortable for you. But I'm telling you, this feeling of wanting people to wanting people to view or wanting people to value you, that value comes from self. You know, when I was younger, I just have to say this, I was cute. Cute. But did I feel, and I heard people say, oh, you're cute, you're beautiful, all of this. I heard it. I didn't feel it. I could have good pictures taken of me, great lighting, but I didn't feel it. See, the work comes, the struggle comes from having that value, looking in the mirror and finding it. But see, what I did, this is how I cheated. This is how I got over that. And, you know, it's so cruel that now that I'm getting older, the universe, getting older, you know, and the skin is starting to hang, now I feel beautiful. Now, after all these years, thanks, universe, for inviting me to the party late. But at least I have an invitation. But getting back to self, and you know it was interesting because I have a few people in the queue, and sometimes, you know what? I'm not even going to tell that story because I was going to say sometimes when it gets really hot, people hang up. But you know what? Let me back off of that because I don't know if they back up because maybe they have something else better to do. It still has nothing to do with the story or what I'm telling. But see, my ego wants to say, oh, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth, so they hang up. No, the truth of the matter is I have no idea why people hang up in the middle of listening to the show. Excuse me, no idea. And that's another issue. This, what's going on outside in the real world is a combination of fear, uncertainty, lack of trust. It's just a lot of energy going on out there. And so the protest for me, since I am a happiness specialist, I'm protesting blame. I'm protesting you can't blame anybody or anything or anyone or any institution or any country or any global surge on how you're feeling. So the anger, the angst, the rage is not bringing you any power. In fact, if anything, this sense of anger, you know, I'm angry about it, it's not doing the individual any good. I mean, you might not believe it or even feel that, but I'm here to tell you, it's weakening your spirit. You can still protest have a cause all you want. But the problem comes from, you remember that one football player who shot himself in the foot? Plexico Burris. He shot himself in the foot. His own foot. He shot himself in the foot. So all I'm saying is, listen, get angry, get mad, be distrustful, be fearful. And know that when you are, if you are, the only, how do I say this? you are affecting, you are affecting yourself. Me, not affecting yourself. You are doing it to yourself. I don't even know if I'm really if I'm really being clear. When I said I used to not feel good about myself, I left out this one thing. So how did I get to a point where I started feeling, quote, valued, I started feeling good about self? How did I get to that point? Well, I started my relationship with the universe, and I feel from the universe, this is me personally, I feel from the universe that there is nothing I do, I say, I behave, I speak, I share, nothing that I don't get applause, standing ovation, A+. I don't get a total, wow, you're great. You're great, Rebecca. Attaboy, pat on the back. You're great. You're doing great. Whatever I do, I mean, can you imagine whatever I do, whatever I say, I get two thumbs up from the universe? Because the universe is all accepting. And the universe sees, the universe can see, and the universe's plan is so vast and so large and so intricate and so complex that if I'm thinking, I'm not even a speck of sand with the comprehension. I don't even have the comprehension. And when I'm felt, when I feel the acceptance, the love, the embrace, the we're rooting for you. You're standing ovation all the time. And so my opinion of myself has become the same opinion that the universe has of me, which is A+, standing ovation, you're doing a great job, yes, trust, let go, surrender, and no, we're not judging you. And when that finally sunk in, I don't know how long, but it took a while, when it finally sunk in that I am good to go in every phase, at every moment, then I began to, hey, shoulders down. It's kind of like a kid who they just let them be themselves. You start breaking the kid's spirit. No, you let the kid be themselves. Whether they want to explore, you let them be themselves. It's the same. The universe is allowing all of us to be who we are. So my point is, and actually my point has changed. So those people that are out there that are angry because I'm not going to get angry over. I'm not going to get angry like I used to. Because the way I got angry like I used to, there was no peace in it for me. Absolutely none. And when I made a commitment, and I really, every waking moment, to, hey, where is my peace? Where is my peace? Where is the peace? Peace, peace. I can say that even getting angry now or getting bothered now or annoyed now, there is peace mixed in with that. And the longer that I live, there is more peace mixed in with that. And the longer that I live, that feeling of angst and anger and annoyed and being bothered and blame and pointing the finger and intolerance of others is just less and less and less. Because why? Because happiness is a practice skill. And so whatever I'm practicing in this moment is what I am going to be experiencing in my future moment. Nobody can make me feel less than about myself unless I believe that myself. And how about this one? Even if I do have, I got challenges too. Say I'm challenged by something. Say I'm challenged, when I say challenged, it's all authored by the ego. So say I'm challenged by the ego. I recognize the two different voices. I recognize when there's a story. I recognize that if I'm bothered or annoyed, that it just means that I'm supposed to be bothered and annoyed. There is, what am I, if I really got out there and protested, I am protesting lack of acceptance of other people. I'm protesting lack of intolerance of other people. I'm protesting blaming. I'm protesting blaming other people or circumstances for how I'm feeling now, whether it's fearful, anger, resentment, whatever I'm feeling. I'm protesting blame. I'm protesting people that are not willing to take responsibility for their actions, not scratch that, their actions, their contribution to the planet, their contribution to the expansion of this life that you're living, this planet. What are you contributing? What are you contributing? Now, listen, you want to contribute anger? Guess what? The world must need your anger. How's that? You want to contribute annoyance and blame? Guess what? The world must need that. It's a divine plan. I don't really know. Hey, if I had to write it out, if I had to write the chapter, I'd write it a little differently. Can I accept that all of it makes sense? Can I accept that everything that's happening is supposed to be happening? Can I accept that? It ain't easy, folks, but it's what I practice. And, you know, the interesting thing about feeling, because I can smell the truth. I can smell the truth. You know, like sharks can smell blood in the water miles away. I can smell the truth. It's one of my... I can smell when something's true and when something isn't. And there's a lot of pointing, as opposed to what can I do to Now, you know what? I'm going off in a tangent, too. I'm getting a little bit more human. And I don't, you know, when I say more human, I'm talking about what, you know, here we go. My destiny and my purpose on this planet is to be a human example of the universe, which means all accepting, all tolerance of, embracing, trusting, letting go of thinking that there's anything going on out there that's wrong, or thinking that there's anything going on out there that is destructive, or thinking that there's anything going on out there that is not in a divine plan. You see, I have to remind myself all the time because of who I used to be. Very, very opinionated, very political. You knew what I believe. And that goes from any kind of issue, from political to civil rights to women's rights. What is it? LGBT rights, all of it. I had an opinion on all of it, and I voiced it. The truth is, my practice is trusting that all of this that is going on and all of this that is happening for a reason. It's happening to serve all of us in a way that I wouldn't have designed it, wouldn't have wanted it. No, I wouldn't design it like this. But do I trust enough? Do I practice trusting enough to surrendering to the moment of what's going on? That's the question. So what am I protesting? Lack of trust, lack of acceptance, lack of tolerance of others, lack of people embracing others. And I'm protesting it for myself. I'm not protesting it for you. You do whatever you want to do. This is what I have to remind myself. This is what I practice. Because without the practice, without that practice, what am I contributing? So my protest, and I can't even say I protest my own ego. I'm protesting my ego because, listen, I can't even protest my own ego. Because my ego has a purpose also. My ego is there to remind me. My ego there is to remind me the difference between the voice of the ego, the words of the ego, and the words and the voice and the energy of the universe. And thanks for the reminder, ego, so I'm not even protesting the ego. All of my protests and all of my practices come back to me, not anyone else. And trust me, my lip, my bottom lip, it gets very sore from me biting it, from not saying anything. Because when I do, hey, listen, if somebody wants to ask me a question, I'm ready to answer. But to interject what I am feeling and thinking and idea, preference of what's going on, that's not going to bring me any peace at all. And I've made a commitment, a dying commitment to win every moment. Sometimes I win. Sometimes the ego gets me. Sometimes the ego wins. But I know the difference. So all my protests are directed to that person in the mirror, to practice. Now, I talk about what to practice that's going to add to your happiness, and what to eliminate that's going to subtract from your happiness. What adds to happiness is, and these are all the truth, what adds to happiness is making happiness your number one priority. And again, when I say happiness, I'm talking about feeling of peace, contentment, balance, connectedness to the universe. So making that your number one priority, make a commitment. Wanting to be happier, having the intention to be happier, having the intention to choosing peace over everything else, over wanting to be right. Surrendering to what's happening in the moment. Surrendering in every moment. Humbling the ego, recognizing the ego, witnessing the ego, not giving it any power, recognizing how to not empower the ego. I don't know if there's too many no's. Being your acceptance of every moment, the moments in history, the moments in the moments that you see, the moments you experience. Acceptance of all of it without judgment. Living consciously, that means being aware of you, the person in the mirror. Because when, you know, a big something that subtracts from happiness is, excuse me, being in anybody else's business, noticing what anyone else is doing. That's going to subtract from your happiness every single time, noticing what anyone else is doing. Because it's very difficult not to notice what anyone is doing and not, well, it's very difficult to, well, it's difficult not to notice. But when you do notice, it's very difficult not to put a judgment on it. And all judgments subtract from your happiness. Letting go, choosing your perspective, we talked about that earlier. I don't care what's going on in your life. When you practice choosing a different perspective than the just one that you have, you know, we weren't taught to, okay, practice finding another perspective that's going to make you drop your shoulders and feel good. In my perspective about all of this protest and all this going on in the world, all of it, is that everything has a reason, everything is in order. Would I write the story like this? No. But there is a purpose for it. I trust it. I believe that. And I surrender to it, even though, come on. I don't want anybody getting murdered. I don't want anybody getting killed. I don't want any destruction of property. I mean, I wouldn't design the world like that, but I can't. I'm questioning the universe. I'm questioning the design. I'm questioning the divine plan. No, I'm trusting it. Let me just look over my notes. And, again, for my new listeners, thank you for listening. You know, you know what happened to my website. It's really interesting. My website was taken down. The server, the lady that was hosting it, she went out of the website business. So now I don't have a website that's up, but you can contact me at rlnsignature@gmail.com or leave me, or my Instagram is Reality Spirituality. Twitter is RL Norrington. I don't have a website, so I can't give you my website. But so that's an interesting thing. Now, here's a perfect example. I just found out this week, website's taken down. Then I contacted the people that were hosting the web, and they said, no, you can't get your own website back because you didn't have the account with us. So the company that was hosting my website can't even give me my own website back. Because I don't own it. And isn't that interesting? So there's the reaction. What am I practicing? Number one, I know that everything that's happening is supposed to be happening. I'm not supposed to have a website right now. Thanks a lot, universe. I'm not supposed to have a website up. Everything happens for a reason. You know, and this surprise and shock and, oh, God, well, now what? The people are trying to contact me. What if, you know, what if they can't find me? What if somebody really wants to write the show and I don't have a website? You know what, universe? I'm cool with whatever you throw at me now. And I've gotten some curveballs, lots of curveballs, baseball bats to the back of the head. And I'm good with the universe because I'm riding with the universe now. I know, I trust, I let go. The universe is in charge. Thank you. All I'm here is to enjoy it all. I'm here to enjoy the ride and share with you, my dear audience, what? To practice. Let me just go over really quickly what subtracts from happiness. I usually do this at the beginning of the show, but I didn't do it because I got right into the show. So what behaviors subtract from happiness? I'm just going to go through them really quick. Blaming anyone or anything for the way you feel. Comparing yourself to others. Noticing what someone else is doing. Talking about what someone else is doing, especially if it's in a negative way. That's subtracting from your happiness. Thinking anything is serious. Thinking anything is important. You know what I used to think was serious? I used to think that, doesn't everybody want to be happy? Well, why aren't you interested in practicing what I practice? You want to be happier, right? Why aren't you practicing what I practice? And then I came to the realization that, no, everybody is not. They say they want to be happier, but they're not doing the work to be happier. They're not interested in doing the work. They're not interested in looking in the mirror. They're not interested in doing what you're doing, Rebecca Norrington. They're not interested. Are you okay with that? They're not interested in you thinking happiness is number one, Rebecca. Are you okay with that? And for a long time, I was not. And that's where acceptance comes in. What subtracts from happiness? Lack of acceptance. What subtracts from happiness? Expectations. I don't care what you say, having one expectation is going to subtract from your happiness. Because any expectation, just flow with it. Just go through this life. No expectations. Let everything go. Let all these people go. Let them go. Living in the past. Living in the future. Can we just stay in the present moment? Living in the past, living in the future subtracts from your present moment, subtracts from your happiness. Having attachments to people, having attachments to things, having attachments to an outcome. How's that? Having an attachment to an outcome subtracts from your happiness. How about trusting and letting go? Okay, let's go back to what subtracts. Now I'm going back and forth. Having a preference. Any preferences subtracts from your happiness. Worrying. We already know what worrying is. Worrying just means you have a lack of trust. And whose fault is your and who's to blame for your lack of trust? It would be the person in the mirror. Lack of trust. So worrying, I can't worry because the practice is trust all the time. Now, of course, there was a time in my life I didn't trust. Are you kidding me? Oh, something was always wrong. But now I realize and I know the truth. For me, everything is always right. Everything is always in order. Everything, I don't care how I feel about it. I don't care if I would have chose something different because, come on, it happens all the time. I can make a list of how I would love things to be different. Scratch that. My ego could make a list of how many things that it wants to be different. Needing to be right, impatience, rushing, any type of rigidity. In other words, if you're not open to change, if you're not open to something different, if you're not open to a different perspective, all it is subtracting from your peace and your happiness. Openness. Be open. Be open to change. Be open to growth. Be open to a different perspective. Be open to knowing. Be open to the belief that everything that you experience is there to serve you, regardless of how it looks and regardless of how it feels. So my protest, I have to say, a protest just means I think something's wrong with the present moment. And I cannot believe that I waited to the end of the show to get to this point. Well, the universe didn't give it to me earlier. A protest means I'm not accepting the present moment. I'm talking about an energetic protest. I'm talking about a vibrational protest. And my practice is to accept all moments, accept them all. Woo! Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I don't have a website yet, but it will be up. Who knows? It'll be up soon enough. It'll be up when it's supposed to be up. How's that? My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one I'm writing right now, is called Programmed for Unhappiness. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing, and you're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.